When thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not to men to fast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's kind of a strange concept with the gospel from the outset, if you just take it at first glance, anyways. It's a strange concept that our Lord is talking about not appearing to have any kind of outward sign of sacrifice whatsoever, not to let anybody know that we're fasting or that we're doing any kind of penance. Yet, at the same time, on this day, we receive ashes on our foreheads, and you're going to leave from here, and what's going to happen? Everybody's going to know that you went and received your ashes today. Everybody's going to know that you're a follower of Lent, and that you're embarking today on Lenten penance. So why that kind of seeming contradiction? Why do we have that outward marking of ashes on our heads when our Lord tells us to not appear to be fasting outwardly? Well, the ashes are very important for us. They're important for us in terms really kind of our own human weakness. You see, you could describe ourselves as sentient beings, that we are guided a lot of times by the things that we take in by our senses, that we're affected by the things that we see and we hear and we smell and we touch, and that these things are important for us in order for us to structure our lives around. And God knows that of us. He knows that we need these reminders, if you will, or these outward pieces to the puzzle to help us to do the things that we have to. Especially, we appreciate these outward signs to do that which we are not inclined to do. To do the things which is hard. Think about it for yourselves. You know, if you were to be going to try to exercise to get in better shape. What greater motivating factor is there for you to continue to work hard at it than to see actual results in yourself? You know, that you've lost weight, or that you see some muscle definition or something along those lines. When you're there exercising and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is just a horrible torture, and then you see something and it reminds you to go the next day. It spurs you onwards to continue doing that hard thing. Well, the spiritual life is even more so for us, necessary for us to have those little outward signs to spur us on to do what is difficult, to do what we are not inclined to do. And the church as a mother knows that. She gives us these ashes as we enter into the season of fasting, the season of penance. We're not inclined to do those things. We don't naturally want to. We know because of the things that our Lord has taught us. We know because of the supernatural inclination of our souls. We know that we've done wrong. We know that we've offended God by our sins. And we know that we have to make reparation for those things. And we have to fast. We have to do penance. We have to sacrifice. We know those things, but it doesn't make it that it's easy. So what does the church do? At the outset, she gives us a little outward sign that gives us so many reminders when we think about it of why we sacrifice. And these things are laid out for us very nicely by St. Charles Borromeo. He says there are a few reasons why we receive ashes. First is to move us to have a sincere humility of heart. If somebody else were to come along in the middle of August and to have burnt plant and to smear it onto your face, you're not going to be very happy about it. In fact, you're going to say something, you're going to confront the person for making you all dirty now, and you're going to wash it off as quickly as possible. It's not something that you enjoy, someone coming up and smearing dirt on your face. Yet we allow the church to put that upon us. We allow that little bit of dirt, or ash in this case, to be visible upon our faces. And we don't wash it off right away, yet we carry it with us through the remainder of the day. Our sullied visage is there for all to see. And it's a little act of humility on our part to say that I would not let any man do this, but I'm going to let the priest do this. I'm going to let the church do this because of the fact that I know I need that reminder of my sins. Sin entered into the world through pride. Sin entered into creation through pride. Satan and all the devils sin by pride. That is how they fell from heaven. Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the garden because of what? Because of the sin of pride. Because of the fact that they did not want to obey God, and that they wanted for themselves to be like unto gods. And we too do the exact same thing. Sin enters our souls because we're prideful, because we don't humble ourselves. We, in our lifetimes, studied the catechism. Sometimes we've studied it many times, especially you as parents. You have children, you teach your kids catechism, you get to study it again and again and again. And it refreshes all of those truths, those basic outlines of the faith in our minds. And so we've taken that time and we've studied our catechism. We know our faith. We have memorized for ourselves the Ten Commandments, and we know that things that are attached to those commandments, and we know what, in the terms of morality, we can and can't do. We know what mortal sin is and the effects that that has upon the soul. We know what venial sin is and what the effects that has on the soul. We come here and we hear not only attend Mass, but we hear further instructions from the priest at least every week. When we come, at least on Sundays, and sometimes even more often. The priest comes, he prepares sermons. Why? Because he's instructing you, he's trying to tell you the things that you need to know about the faith. And we hear all of these things, and yet still, we at times choose to ignore all of that that we've gotten our whole life long, and we give in to temptation, and we do what we want, rather than what God wants us to do. We do what we want rather than what we know we have to do or what we should do in those situations. And that's sin. And that comes from our pride. And those ashes remind us that it is humility that is our pathway to sanctity. The second thing that St. Charles Borromeo lays out for us is that he reminds us that sin dirties our souls. That those ashes there that are marking upon our skin is a reflection of what sin does to the interior man, to the soul of man. It dirties and darkens the soul. It makes it unpleasing in the eyes of God. Whether it be venial sin, which makes it a little unpleasing, or mortal sin, which God is repulsed at. No matter what, it dirties our soul. Baptism has made our souls completely pure. Remember the handing over of the white garment, the clothing of the baby or the adult convert in that white garment, symbolizing the very fact that their soul is now absolutely pure by that great sacrament of baptism. And yet every time we sin, what do? We take that garment and make it dirty again. And then we take it to the cleaners, if you will, by going to confession and clean it off, and we start again. And we think, okay, well, now I'm going to protect it. But then we do it again, all over again. Well, it's that dirtying of our souls that we have to really be on our guard for. And sin does that to us. And so we see that with the ashes on our soul. And not just that it darkens the soul, that it sullies the soul, but rather that it doesn't just come off by itself. You see, the priest, what does he have to do after he's anointed all the foreheads, after he's imposed the ashes on all the foreheads of the faithful? He then has to go over and wash his hands. He brings out the different implements to really try to scrub that ash off. So yes, some of it comes off all right, but there's stuff that sticks inside the creases of the skin and underneath the nails, and he has to really kind of work at it a little bit. Same thing with you. Most of your ash will come off easily from your hands, but a little bit of it will be, there'll be a little dark mark there, and you'll have to take a face cloth to it and scrub it and work it off there. Well, our souls are none different. We confess our sins, and yeah, the majority of our dirtiness to our souls comes off. The sin is truly forgiven. It is no longer there to us. But that stain of sin remains, and we have to get rid of it. How? We do so by penance. We do so by sacrifice. We do so by making offerings of our very being, of our very selves. And so the ashes remind us of how important it is to not only keep our souls clean, but also to sacrifice, to remove any stains of sin, to make reparation for those sins that we have committed. The third thing that the ashes remind us is that death shall come to every single one of us. And that death is not just something that is natural, but it is something that is punishment. That death that comes to us is because we have sinned. If Adam and Eve had never eaten of the forbidden fruit, man would not die. Man would live in paradise until God is ready to take him from earth to earthly paradise, to heavenly paradise, and then he would have some means of deliverance, but it would not be this painful separation of body and soul as we witness in death. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. These words are what the priest says as he imposes those ashes on your head. We die because we are sinful. We will be judged by Almighty God for our lives and all the actions of our lives at that instant that we die. And we must work our whole lives long to overcome what? Sin. To overcome those inclinations towards sin, to overcome our faults and failings, our primary things that drag us away from God, that distract us from what is most important in our lives. That's a whole life struggle. Yet the very solution to it, the very means by which we overcome those things, is the very means of penance that we enter into today in this holy season of Lent. Penance is needed to strengthen us, to build up that fortification so we can turn away from temptation successfully. Temptation is needed to in order for us to build up that strength to fight the good fight all the way to the end of our lives. And that remembrance of the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell, that the keeping of those things in our mind, that reminder of our own mortality, that is so important to us. Because, as it is said, remember the four last things always, and you'll never sin. How could you? If you're thinking about your judgment, if you're thinking about your reward or punishment for your life, and that we don't know that time when that end comes to us, we'll make the right choice every single time when faced with temptation in our lives. So today, we are marked. We are marked to remind us of our need to sacrifice. We're marked to remind us that that sacrifice does good for our souls. We're marked to remind us of this need, and it acts on our part, if you will, as a promise to Almighty God that we know we're sinful, but we're promising to try to overcome by our actions, by the giving of our own will in sacrifice and penance and fastings through this holy season, to share in his sufferings that he did for our sins. And tomorrow, what happens? We clear off our faces. We wash the ash away. And we go forth in our lives. We have to sacrifice tomorrow, just like we do today. And then, it's at that point that our Lord's gospel, the words that he said today to us, really ring true. Because once we've wiped the ashes off our face, there should remain no more outward sign to the world that we are fasting, that we are sacrificing, that we are doing penance. We're joyful in that offering to him. But we always remind ourselves that that mark is there, and that we always reflect upon what it stands for and the reasons why we receive the ashes. And the more we do this, the more likely we will make this Lenten season a truly good, holy, and fruitful one. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.